Liberia's former president, Charles Taylor, is on trial at The Hague, but he is boycotting the opening because he said he would not receive a fair trial. Taylor is the first former African head of state to face war crimes charges. They include mass murder and sexual slavery, as well as the forced recruitment of child soldiers. The 11 charges in all stem from a conflict in neighboring Sierra Leone. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkin reports.
It's taken more than a year for Charles Taylor to come to trial. It was in April last year that the flamboyant and charismatic, disgraced Liberian leader first appeared before the International War Crimes Tribunal. He stands accused of exporting Liberia's civil war across the border to its neighbor. Impassive, Charles Taylor listened to the rap sheet read out at the Special Court for Sierra Leone in the capital Freetown. Charles Taylor denied the war crimes charges.
I did not and could not have committed these acts against the Sister Republic of Sierra Leone. I think that this is an attempt to continue to divide and rule the people of Liberia and Sierra Leone, and so most definitely I'm not guilty.
While he was still president of Liberia, Taylor was indicted for supporting, arming, and training Revolutionary United Front, RUF, rebels across the border in Sierra Leone. They were notorious for sowing terror in their wake, keeping young girls as sex slaves, and for the brutal mutilation of their victims during the Sierra Leone conflict in the 1990s. Taylor was said to have masterminded the rebels' movements, as well as using blood diamonds, as they're called, mined in Sierra Leone to fuel civil wars on both sides of the border. The head of Taylor's legal support team in Liberia, John Richardson, backs his claim of innocence.
All of the other indictees of the RUF have, on the public record, made it clear he was not in charge of them. They were their own organization. So we wonder whether this is a legal matter or it's a political trial.
Charles Taylor's defense team argues that it needs more time to prepare. It also claims to be at a disadvantage because the trial was transferred from Sierra Leone to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The move was made for security reasons because Taylor was thought to be a destabilizing influence in West Africa. Stephen Rapp, the chief prosecutor of the Special Court for Sierra Leone, said that Charles Taylor would get a fair trial.
It is absolutely necessary that justice be done and be seen to be done in this case so that at the end of the day, people can be confident in the justice of this verdict. The people of Sierra Leone, the people of the region, the people of the world.
The Charles Taylor trial hinges on determining the degree to which he was allegedly involved in helping to start, prolong, and deepen the vicious Sierra Leone civil war. That's the challenge for the prosecution. And it's a warning to other African leaders and rebels who are known to have committed atrocities against their people that immunity is no longer an option. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.